it's not Colorado Edition. This is Everything Under the Sun. Thank you for listening. I'm your host, James Steinler, with my co-host today, Jeannie Soldern. How you doing, Jeannie?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, James?
Doing really
well.
Well,
you already said you're doing really well.
Yeah, yeah.
You've recovered from Mountain Fair?
You know,
don't ask.
I just miss Mountain Fair. So, like, it's like an emotional recovery.
Okay.
Just because it's so much fun, and we get to talk about that a little bit today.
Nice.
A little bit of Mountain Fair. That's what we're going to start off our show with. Actually, Jeannie here had a piece published this week in the Aspen Daily News. So not in the Sopris Sun. This is the Everything Under the Sun show, which is a branch of the Sopris Sun here in Carbondale. But Jeannie wrote a guest column piece for the Aspen Daily News about Mountain Fair.
Right.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, I'm a relative newbie to Carbondale. I moved here in November 2018, and I had a very abbreviated Mountain Fair experience in 2019. I went to the drum circle, and I volunteered with Gay for Good Rocky Mountains in the cantina in 2019, mixing up drinks.
Is that how you first heard about Mountain Fair? Was food Gay for Good? Or
no. Actually, before I moved here, I knew in spring of 2017 that I was going to be moving to Carbondale. And so one of the first things I did was I signed up for the Sopris Sun Facebook page, and I also signed up for the Carbondale Arts newsletter. And it was through the Carbondale Arts newsletter that I found out about Mountain Fair. And I actually, the Mountain Fair of 2018, they were, I want to say it was on YouTube. Somebody was live broadcasting the drum circle. And I sat on my couch in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and I have a hand drum. And I participated in the drum circle from afar. It's pretty wild. But yeah, I knew that. You know, I knew that this was the place I wanted to be. So I had been, Megan Tackett, the editor of the Aspen Daily News, had asked, since I am, a fairly new resident here, if I would write from a newcomer's perspective about Mountain Fair.
Yeah.
And so that's the piece that, I think it was in Tuesday's Aspen Daily News as a guest commentary.
Okay, great. Yeah, on the July 27th. And how did this year's, I want to get into your article a little bit and or your column and talk a little bit about who you met, Angel.
Yep.
But before that, how did this Mountain Fair compare to your experience in 2019?
Well, as I said, my experience in 2019 was pretty minimal. But I just decided that to really get a flavor of the place where you live, is just to immerse yourself in the culture of it, the community events, the people, just, you know, as I referred to myself, this Mountain Fair, I was Mountain Fair dipped. And so I took the big dip into the vat of Mountain Fair. And it was really, you know, I did the drum circle. I tried to do as much as I could. And I don't know, it's just magic. I don't even, you know, it's really hard to articulate exactly what the Mountain Fair experience is about.
Mm-hmm.
I think it means different things to different people. But for me, it's just the beauty of a community coming together to even make the event happen in the first place.
It's such a large event.
It takes hundreds of volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
And to not have it sponsored by, like, you know, I've said to people, if the fair was sponsored by Red Bull or some other big name corporate entity, it would infuse a lot of money into the fair. It would make it easier for things to happen, but it would also change the nature of it.
Certainly take away the unique nature of the fair.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So... That's what I love about it. It's community driven. It's community Absolutely. Inspired.
Yeah. So. My favorite thing about going to the fair is walking through and seeing faces that I haven't seen in either years, or someone had pointed it out to me this fair, at least people that they hadn't seen since before COVID.
Yeah. And I had that experience too. There were people that I have not seen since before COVID, and, it was really beautiful. It was just a beautiful experience. You know, kind of, it's tiring. You do, you know, you do have to kind of pace yourself mm-hmm. with it.
It was hot out this year, too.
It was very hot, yeah.
Yeah.
And
rained a little bit, and that's always so, like, welcomed, I feel like. But
yeah.
Did you have any particular golden moment, as they say?
A golden moment? I had a moment where I was somehow got up by the front of the stage during Motet on Saturday night.
Oh,
yeah, I know. I don't even know how I got there, but I did. And I was right by a set of speakers, and it was so loud. And I just tried to get a little distance so, like, I wouldn't lose my hearing. And I was dancing like crazy, you know. And it was really hot in there.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just I'm like, I hope I don't, like, have pass out and have to have the Carbondale rescue people come, because I've actually interviewed some of those people for articles.
Right.
So
they'd be like, I know you.
Yeah,
you interviewed me.
Yeah, that's a little embarrassing. But there was a woman standing behind me, and then she just, and I turned around and looked at her, and she was just kind of watching me, and she goes, you know, you're really cool. And it was such a kind of a, you know, and it wasn't, like, weird or anything. You know, it was just, like, this appreciation of another person.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's what it's all about, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Kind of, like, communicating without communicating and just feeling the same vibe.
Yeah. And it was just, there were so many people during, I would have to say, the music. I love to dance. The music was so great. And people, it doesn't matter your age. Doesn't matter, you know, whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
the people just all, there's nobody looking at you thinking you're dancing like a weirdo, you know,
mm-hmm.
there's just a lot of just,
you're allowed to dance like a weirdo at Mountain Fair.
Exactly. So it's very inclusive.
I do want to point out to our listeners, if you haven't picked up a copy of The Soprous Sun this week, there are lots of golden moments captured by our lovely photographers, contributing photographers, in this week's issue. There's a 2-page spread and then a final page spread on the second to last page of the paper. So please, if you haven't already, pick it up. It's a great issue. It was a great Mountain Fair. Really quick, we're going to get someone on the line, Jackie, to talk to us about Sol de Valle and what it takes to produce that each week. But first, I want to ask you, Jeannie, a little bit about Angel.
Yeah. Yeah, so I had gone over before the drum circle started. I went, and there was a picnic table by the stage that was, there was just this young man sitting there by himself, and I asked if I could join him, and we just started chatting, and then I learned that he had never been to Colorado before. He lives in Hialeah. He lives close to Miami, and that this is the first time that he's seen mountains, which was just pretty cool, you know?
Yeah, and for our listeners, Angel was mentioned in Jeannie's column and as someone he met, or Jeannie met at the fair.
Yeah, and so he talked about that he had been working, he's a stonemason by trade,
mm-hmm.
and that he'd been working a job up in Aspen. Somebody up there had told him about, you know, you should really go down to Mountain Fair in Carbondale, and, you know, it's a one-of-a-kind of experience. And so he came down, and he just was soaking it all in from his vantage point at the picnic table there.
That's wonderful.
And it was, you know, and he's just like, I would love to live someplace like this. He did share with me that he's been looking for community. you know, around Miami, and he just, he can't find it there. He can't, not the kind of vibe that he's looking for, that kind of, that people do experience at Mountain Fair.
Yeah.
And so he said, you know, I would love to move here. And he said, you know, I did run into him again then on Saturday, and he said that he'd gotten a job offer.
That's awesome.
And that now I told him, you know, finding housing in Carbondale, in the valley in general, is difficult.
Absolutely.
But I said, just tell people, you know, you're a responsible individual. You can have a job, you know, that you pay your rent on time, you know, and
ask around to your friends, because sometimes they know a room available that's not necessarily posted on Craigslist. So.
Right. So, you know, and I told him about Montañas Unidas, Facebook page,
and publishing,
and and the Roaring Fork Roommates and Rentals. So
perfect.
If Angel posts on there that he's looking for a place, he's a nice guy. Yeah,
awesome. Well, I'll keep an ear out for Angel. Angel, if you're listening, we're rooting for you. We hope we get to see you at next year's Mountain Fair as well. All right, well, we're going to take a quick listening break, and we're going to get our next guest on the line. So please sit tight and listen to our excellent freelancer Ken Pletcher's version of for our theme song.
National Weather Service in Grand Junction has issued a flash flood warning for the Grizzly Creek Fireburn area in western Eagle County in west central Colorado, east central Garfield County in west central Colorado, until 6:15 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time. At 4:12 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time, Doppler radar indicated thunderstorms producing heavy rain over the Grizzly Creek Fireburn area. The expected rainfall rate is 0.8 to 1.3 inches in 1 hour. Flash flooding is ongoing or expected to begin shortly. Excessive rainfall over the Burn Scar will result in debris flow moving through the Glenwood Canyon area. The debris flow can consist of rock, mud, vegetation, and other loose materials. Hazard: life-threatening flash flooding. Thunderstorms producing flash flooding in and around the Grizzly Creek Fireburn area. Source: radar. Impact: life-threatening flash flooding of areas in and around the Grizzly Creek Fireburn area. Some locations that will experience flash flooding include Glenwood Springs and Shoshone. This is a life-threatening situation. Heavy rainfall will cause extensive and severe flash flooding of creeks, streams, and ditches in the Grizzly Creek Fireburn area. Severe debris flows can also be anticipated across roads. Roads and driveways may be washed away in places. If you encounter flood waters, climb to safety. Turn around, don't drown when encountering flooded roads. Most flood deaths occur in vehicles.
Jackie Castro, and Jackie each week helps put out Sol de Valle, which is the insert Spanish edition of this Sopra Sun inside of each week's printed issue. So, Jackie, how did you get involved with Sol de Valle?
It was kind of interesting. It was I used to work at a restaurant in Carbondale, in the shopping center that's gonna be demolished, the Sopra Sun Center. And Riley was doing a story on it. And he interviewed the restaurants in that shopping center, all the businesses. And right after, he asked me if there was someone I knew who would be interested in participating in Sol del Valle, which would be the translating of Sopriton in the insert. And I thought it would be really fun and interesting for me to do that, because as someone who speaks Spanish, I would love to, like, participate in giving, like, to the Hispanic community just part of what Sopriton does.
That's fantastic. And so what do you, what's your role each week producing Sol del Valle?
It's all translating. So I translate El Chisme del Pueblo, which is like scuttlebutts of what's happening in town and like small events.
What? And I'm sorry, Chisme del Pueblo, that direct translation, I know, is something of the town, right?
Yes.
Gossip of the town?
Yes, yes, exactly.
Okay.
I do that mostly, translating Chisme del Pueblo, which just gives an insight of what's happening in town each week. Every once in a while, I get other, like, articles to translate, but I mostly focus on Chisme del Pueblo.
Okay. And are you working with a team of other freelancers for Sol del Valle?
No, not right now. Right now, I'm only doing the weekly translations for them, mostly. Hopefully, eventually, I'll probably focus on something more.
And how do you enjoy it?
I really like it. I get to learn a lot about what's happening in Carbondale, and I get to tell, like, all of my relatives and friends about it, and plus I get to, like, translate for people who live there who would like to know more about what's happening in town.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's pretty fun.
Have you heard any feedback from the Latino community?
Personally, I haven't, but I have seen, like, my relatives, again, just, like, mentioning how they've seen my translations and how they're very interesting.
That's lovely. That's always great to get that feedback. I know how that is.
Yeah.
Have you done some writing yourself, or are you settling on translating?
I actually did write one a while back. It was a story for La Fogata, a restaurant in Carbondale as well.
Okay.
And besides that, just, like, mostly translating other articles sometimes.
That's awesome. And so when you wrote that article, was that your first article that you'd had published?
Yeah, it was my very first one. I had help of Riley as well, because it was my very first one. So I was a little bit nervous on how to do it. And he was really kind on, like, revising it for me and, like, getting, like, the extra, like, touch of the article to it.
Yeah, absolutely. I know exactly what you mean. And when I mean, still today I get nervous and just anxious writing. But to begin with, it was so challenging. And so I definitely understand where you're coming from. And Raleigh, as you and Jeannie and I both know, is just such you couldn't have a more kind person editing and contributing to our stories, really.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. So have you lived in the Valley for long, or?
I was born in El Salvador, and I arrived to the United States. I arrived in Maryland for the first time. I lived there for a year, and I moved to Glenwood in 2014.
Okay. And what brought you to Glenwood?
Well, it's mostly family. My brother lives here, and a lot of friends of my mom also live here. And we did visit in 2010, and we just loved it here, so we wanted to come back.
That's fantastic. And so for Sol del Valle, you said that you hadn't heard a lot from the Latino population in terms of feedback, but you have spoken with members of your family. What do you think could be done to kind of get the word out a little bit more to the Latino population? Or do you have any suggestions? I don't want to put you on the spot.
Oh, no, right. It's fine. Some things I have noticed of in the Latina community is that a lot of people get news of social media. And we do have a Facebook page. For the community to, like, connect to the Facebook page as well, that would be really helpful to, like, learn more about what's happening. I know my mom is on social media a lot, so she would probably learn a lot more if there's a little more communication to her, yeah.
That's really interesting, because Sol de Valle at this point doesn't have a social media presence, right?
I believe we do have a Facebook page.
Okay. Has it been updated, or do you know who updates it? I don't.
Let me see. I think we do. Yes, it's the Facebook page is Sol del Valle.
Wonderful.
And we and it's updated constantly. Sometimes, yes.
That's wonderful. And do you have that pulled up right now?
Yes.
Are you able to tell me how many followers there are?
Let me see.
I apologize.
No worries.
Thank you.
There's 89 people.
89?
Yes.
That's a good start.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. And yeah, Jeannie actually has a question over here.
I'm very interested, Jackie, if you are considering doing more writing for the paper.
It's something that I've been really considering because it sounds really interesting, sounds really fun, and I just would like to get to know, like, more about, like, how it's done, because I would like to learn a little bit more. It does sound like something I would love to do.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Chisme del Pueblo, like Scuttlebutt, is such a great way to find out all these little bits of what's happening in the community.
Yeah.
So that's really cool that you get to do that. And I would just say, then as a reporter and writing an in-depth article, you kind of just get to study things a little bit more in depth and get to know a particular issue. But you being the holder of Chisme de Valle, del Pueblo, you kind of know all the gossip. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Did you have an interest prior to meeting Raleigh in journalism or writing?
Well, not really. I thought it was really interesting when the offer was brought up, because I never actually thought about it. And when I got into it, I realized how interesting and fun it was to just provide for the community.
Yeah.
And just, like, perform, right?
Do you think it's an important aspect for getting the Latino community involved and more aware of what's going on?
Yeah. I think it would be I think it will bring up the community closer together if we get everyone involved in what's happening in town.
Mm-hmm. And when you say that, do you mean kind of like Anglos and Latinos?
Yes.
Very cool. Yes.
Yes. No, I know one thing that Raleigh has talked about in our editorial meetings is he has said that, you know, one of the goals would be to have more Spanish reporting that is then translated into English.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, to get more of a different perspective that's a little closer to home. And so... Yeah, it's sounds like you could be maybe our first contributing Spanish reporter for the paper. Maybe. No pressure there, Jackie.
Well, I think that's lovely idea.
And
I mean, the other thing that is very, that I appreciate about the Soper Sun and Raleigh's leadership as the editor is the fact that if you're new to writing, you know, not everybody has a journalism degree, and you don't have to have one.
Mm-hmm.
That freelancers can work with one another. If you just need to kind of, you know, get shown the ropes as to what you do to set up interviews and that. Raleigh's really good at that, and and so are most of the freelancers with that too, yeah.
Yeah, I'm interested to see as it will progress and the freelancing pool for native Spanish speakers. I always liked at least attempting to read the columns at the beginning of Sol de Valle each week. For, like this week, it was by Carlos Herrera Montero.
Montero.
Thank you. And yeah, it's just, it would be neat to see those translated.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, Jackie, we have about a minute left. First off, let me ask you, did you go to Mountain Fair at all?
I stopped by, yes. I was working that weekend, but I did manage to stop by, and it looked really fun.
Cool. Do you have another job?
It's only mostly on weekends. It's at the hot springs.
Oh, cool. Nice. Well, we know how it is being freelancers and working more than one job and also writing for the community. So thank you so much for doing that and doing for that for our Spanish community.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. Is there anything else that you'd like to add before I let you go today?
I guess just check out on Sol del Valle. If you're part of the Hispanic community and you would like to learn more about what's happening, it would be really interesting if you like get into Sol del Valle.
Okay. So, yo trato para hablar en español. So, por favor, la comunidad de hispánico, ¿sí? Por favor, ir a correo, no sé. Ir a El Sol de Valle en Facebook and le gusta. So for our listeners, we have been speaking with Jackie Castro, who very humbly and graciously took on the role of translating for Sol de Valle. She translates articles as well as Chisme de Pueblo each week. Jackie, thank you so much for being on with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. I'm sure I'll see you around. I can't wait to meet you in person.
You too.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Take care.
Bye.
Adios.
Adios.
Well, that was fun, Jeannie. All right. Thank you, Carbondale. This has been Everything Under the Sun. Have a lovely Thursday and a lovely Friday, followed by a lovely weekend. Thanks for listening.